Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum 2 Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, January 18th, 2010, More Success Team Prepaid Legal Conference Call. It was great seeing many of you, many of our More Success Team associates in Arlington, Texas this weekend. Jeremy, Ken, and I really enjoyed being their special guest speakers at their Super Saturday, at the North Texas Super Saturday, and I'm really excited about tonight's call. But to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, to an original Millionaire Club member, the Executive Vice President of Prepaid Legal, of course, the leader of our More Success Team, Mr. Ken Moore. Are you on the call, Mr. Moore?
I'm right here, Randy. I wouldn't miss this call on this gentleman tonight for any amount of money, because I tell you what, anybody that missed this call is missing putting money in their pocket. But first of all, Randy, I'd like to say that Mr. Darnell Self will be our guest speaker next Monday night, so everyone needs to put that down right now. And I want to remind you, before we get off the call tonight, to talk about our breakout session, because, you know, National Convention's been right around the corner, and it's not too early to be talking about that. And, of course, Mr. Bill Stovall will be our next group trainer here in the home office in Ada, Oklahoma. Saying all that, and we did have a great time in Texas this weekend. This next young man, Randy, very successful before he ever come prepaid, outstandingly successful, outstanding young man, superb speaker, right away hit the Millionaire Club, made $1.7 million, I think it was last year. I could be off a few hundred thousand. The gentleman's done this. Good family man, member of the corporate marketing team, a great leader in our area, making executive directors and platinums like you wouldn't believe. It's an honor to have on the call tonight Mr. Brian Crothers. Brian, thank you for being on the call. I know you're a very busy gentleman. You took time out to do this for us, so we thank you from the bottom of our heart.
Well, thank you, Mr. Moore and Mr. Moore. And hearing from the original Millionaire Club member, it's definitely an honor and a privilege to be invited on your call this evening. And I just want to, kind of spend a few minutes with everybody tonight. And first of all, I'm sure that there's some new folks that have recently joined this incredible company and this incredible team in the last few weeks or few months. And welcome to you all. You know, the reality is that a lot of times most people, when they join Prepaid Legal as an associate, they never take the time to stick around long enough to really recognize the opportunity that they had fall in their lap for most of them. Most people didn't come searching for Prepaid Legal. Prepaid Legal kind of falls in your lap. You know, a friend or an acquaintance or a business contact, opens your mouth and lets you know about it, lets you in on the big secret about this incredible opportunity. And you know, we find ourselves, getting involved in a business that we knew nothing about originally, and a lot of times people never really spend the time to really understand what they've got. And because of that, they nickel and dime a multi-million-dollar opportunity. I was sitting on the call here for the last few minutes listening to some of you all chiming in and doing a little roll call, and it's amazing because any one of those individuals who I've never met, any one of those names that were shouted out, could be one of the next Millionaire Club members in this company, could be one of the next platinums, could be one of the next people that's making a multiple six-figure income and changing their family's lives forever. And it could be you. Those of you that are on the call right now, you could be one of those people. And I just believed that when I joined Prepaid Legal some 11 years ago. I hate to even say 11 years ago, because it sounds like you have to be around this business that long to be able to make a lot of money. And quite frankly, you don't. I mean, I made over $248,000 my first year. I had been in a couple other network marketing businesses without making any money. And most people at that time would have just quit and given up and say, this business model doesn't work. I was involved in a real estate career. My brother and father and I built up a very large 24-office real estate company in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. I was doing okay. I was making good money. I had no time freedom, but by most people's standards, I was successful, and I should have been happy. And I'll say I was happy. But when I found out about this Prepaid Legal, it was actually brought to me because I was involved in another company, and quite frankly, I was not succeeding very well. But Prepaid Legal, when it came along, I said, "Hey, look, I'm going to give this thing a major run because I saw the value in the product. I would want to own the product without having a business opportunity attached to it." You know, Jeff Olson always talks about you need to find a standalone product. You need to find a product that you would want to own even if you are not making money promoting it. And so when I saw that, that passed a major test for me. When I saw the compensation plan, I saw people like Kenneth Moore and Wilbur Smith and Dave Cibola and Larry Smith, all these folks that were making big incomes and they had their lives in their own hands, in their own control, their own time freedom. I said, you know what? I am going to go out there and I'm going to get wealthy. I said, there will be people that will change their future generations with this vehicle. And my first 2.5 years, made my first $1 million, I was able to build a 6,000 square foot home with all the cars and the trappings of success and all that, which is all fine and good. But what I found, it was way more than the money. The peace of mind, the time freedom. I'm able to be a stay-at-home dad. I've got a 3.5-year-old son here at home right now, and just amazing what this business can do. I've watched over 1,000 people retire from their jobs because of the income they're making from this part-time business. It's just incredible. So anyway, I say all that to say this. You know, when you finally get to the point where you appreciate what you have, then you start to take it seriously. You give this business the just due, the respect that it deserves. And when you start respecting your own business, other people, your prospects, will start respecting your business. They'll want to join your business. They want to be a part of your business and your team. And they'll want to go out and build a business like this for themselves. Again, don't ever allow yourself, just because it costs a mere couple $100 to get started, don't allow yourself to discount the magnitude of what this business can actually do. Okay? So, and again, this is some philosophical type stuff. It's some intangible. I'm not talking about the how-tos right now. I want you to understand why you need to recognize what you got here. And Mike Humes, who's a Millionaire Club member of my team, making over $500,000 a year, and he likes to say that you got to figure out, number one, your wants. What do you want to generate out of this business? And number two, what are you willing to give up to get it? What are your wants and what are you willing to give up to get it? And I had a certain my why or my wants, my desires. I wanted the money for certain things. I wanted to get nice cars. I wanted a nice home. I wanted to be able to travel. I wanted to be able to provide my family the financial security and so that we wouldn't have to worry about stress, and we wouldn't have to worry about paying bills. We wouldn't have to worry about putting our son in a good private school and so forth. Okay, I had my whys, my wants. But then I had to decide, okay, what was I willing to give up to go up? What was I willing to let go of so that I can move to a higher level of my life? See, a lot of times people hold on to what they've got. They got a certain amount of time freedom, and they don't want to give it up so they can go get more of it. They have a certain amount of money, so they don't want to give up any of it to go get more of it. See, if you want more income, if you want more time freedom, you got to give up the little money or the little time that you got in order to go get to a higher level. You know, freedom is not free. People will risk life and limb to come into this country to be in the land of opportunity. What's amazing to me, we have soldiers overseas right now fighting for our country, risking their lives, some of them never even to be able to come home again. And yet here we are, we don't understand that freedom, the price of freedom is not free. A hefty price has got to be paid. I stepped up to the counter of success, and I was willing to pay full retail, knowing that I was willing to pay the price now so I can play later on. So you either pay now and play later, or you play now and pay later. Either way, you're going to pay. But I like to say that, you know, if you play now, you play small. If you play later, you play big. So I'm willing to sacrifice right now. I was just talking to somebody earlier to find out when American Idol was on, to see if it was going to compete with one of our conference calls I was doing tonight, because I don't even know what night American Idol is on. Some people live for American Idol. We can't pry the remote control out of their hand watching American Idol on their couch. I'm willing to forego. I love American Idol. I like to watch it in my downtime, where you like to record it and watch it later on. But the reality is that you don't have to necessarily forego all the things that you like in your life, but you got to make decisions right now. I mean, the opportunity for us to go out there and grab a hold of an entire industry. Prepaid Legal owns the entire industry that we're a part of. The industry's name is Prepaid Legal Services. We are Prepaid Legal Services, Inc. We have an opportunity to go out there and change massive lives. I mean, I've made over $13 million in this company in the last 11 years, and we've gone, in that time frame, we've gone from just under 1% to now just over 2% market penetration. So we've jumped about a percentage and a half in market penetration in the entire United States and Canada. And my team has made over $300 million. See, folks, fortunes are being made right now. You've got to decide that you're willing to do today what others won't do so that you'll have tomorrow what others won't have. So when your upline tells you that it's important for you to get on a conference call, just do it. If your upline says you need to be at the weekly briefing and bring a few prospects out, just do it. If the upline says, hey, the way you start somebody off in the business is by doing a PBR, a living room presentation in their house for all their friends they invite over, just do it. Stoplight says, go to the national convention. It's only one time a year in Oklahoma City. You just do it. See, folks, there's some simple things that you just got to do. They say, well, you need to better yourself. You need to get into some personal development. You need to read 10 pages of a good book a day. Listen to a few minutes of a good CD a day. Just do it when they say to do it. So, you know, your upline is your these are mentors. You know, in life, typically, you don't have mentors. Most people don't have mentors helping them out in their lives. You know, most people just don't have it. You know, and a lot of times your mentors, you know, your teachers in school, and nothing against teachers, okay? Please, it is very difficult to share this idea without it coming across possibly wrong. But what my philosophy has always been, especially like in the business world, I'm not talking about English and math, I'm talking about in business, those who can't teach. That's what kind of the way I kind of look at it. If somebody really go out and build a big business, they'd probably be out building a big business. But instead, they're teaching a class. You know, in network marketing, you see people that are out there selling books and selling training programs, and they're offering their services out there as a consultant and a coach. Well, if you're so good as a network marketer, why aren't you out there building your own downline and building your own company versus trying to charge people money to go train them on something you don't even know how to do yourself, otherwise you'd be out there doing it. So my point is, you guys, is that take what you got here and run with it. I mean, your upline and Prepaid Eagle, you've got some of the best of the best. You've got, you know, the Moors and the incredible leadership you have. I mean, they have a vested interest. They will teach you everything that you need to know to help you succeed. Why would they not? Why would they tell you to do something that would be less successful than something else? Because the less success you have, it takes away from their success. That's why I love network marketing. When my mentors in network marketing told me, go do this, why would I say, no, I'm going to go do something else? Because here's the thing. They make more money when I make more money. And I've got the benefit of their experience. They know what works. They know what doesn't work. They can cut away all the stuff that doesn't work and lead you right to the proven formula. We have the million-dollar formula. We have exactly the formula that you need to succeed in this business. I would encourage everybody, you guys, to just spend your time working on the A activity items, the money-producing activities. You know, that's basically talking to new prospects yourself. I'll give you kind of a concept, and I don't want to go forever on the call tonight, but I want to give you kind of some time management type information that a lot of people are looking for the answer to this. Because people say, Brian, what do you spend your time on each day? What does your day look like? Well, I spend it in four different areas. 25%, I'm looking for new prospects. I'm on the phone calling up prospects. I'm out and about meeting people, you know, whatever. I'm 25% is me prospecting for new recruits. The second 25% is following up all my previous prospects, people I've already talked to at least once. They're already somewhere in the evaluation process, okay? So 25% is looking for new prospects. The second 25% is following up on old prospects. And by the way, I'm still 11 years into this business. I'm still following up with and still signing people up that I originally approached up to 11 years ago. I'm now finally recruiting. So you're never done following up. Some people say, well, I don't want to go out and convince anybody. No, I don't convince them either. But I drip on them, and eventually I'll come across them at the right time in their life when they're going to see the opportunity and they're going to want to join. Okay? But in addition to this, the first two, which is my personal efforts, prospecting and following up on my prospect, the third 25% I spend my time on is helping my team close their prospects. So I don't typically work too much below other executive directors. My philosophy is EDs are going to be doing the three-way calls for their downline. I'm going to work within my open line structure, and the people that are in those organizations, I will do three-way calls to close their prospects for them. So 25% of my time is closing my people's prospects. The fourth 25% is promoting for my associates on my team to do something. It's promoting for them to get registered for a convention or to go to a Super Saturday or get some people out to their weekly briefing or to get on a conference call like this. So that's basically the four what I call the four quadrants of how I divide up my time each day, okay? And look, sometimes your day might not work out the way you planned. Sometimes a lot of my day, because we have a big conference call coming up or we're trying to get a big push on Oklahoma City registrations or we've got a big briefing with a guest speaker from out of town and we want to get everybody out to it, sometimes 50% or even 75% of my day will be on calling up associates for something. But other days I spend like 5% on that. I spend 95% on following up with my prospects or finding new prospects for myself. Some days, I get so many three-way calls coming in, which is a beautiful thing. I don't even get around to making my own phone calls because I'm taking so many three-ways. It's never going to be exact, but that's kind of the framework that I try to operate within on a day-to-day basis. I've been doing that for like I said, 11 years. But I can tell everybody that, you know, if you just utilize the tools and utilize the events, we've got great tools. The Success from Home magazine is, I was just talking to a couple of my leaders up here in Maryland after our briefing tonight, and I just had to race home to be on this call with you all, but I was meeting with them a little bit, and I told them, I said, look, you know, every time we recruit somebody in this business, they need to go home with their application filled out, and in their hand, they need to have a PVR DVD, which, by the way, comes in your kit, but by the time they get their kit, they might have already been talked out of the business by a negative coworker or a negative spouse. So, of course, you want to have them get that DVD in their hand so they can go and show it to their spouse, not regurgitate the things they don't even remember themselves from the presentation they just saw real quick. You want them to go watch the television documentary on there. Let them watch the presentation that Darnell Self and I does, or that we do. Let them watch the company Now More Than Ever video, okay? They also need to go home with the Success from Home magazine. Now, you can use these tools to recruit them, but even if you use a presentation like a PBR or a weekly meeting to recruit them, you still take them home or send them home with these tools. They need to be able to read the magazine. They'll see the Moores in there. They'll see the top money earners and the stories of success. They'll hear about the company and how it was founded and the story of Harlan Shirley Stonecipher. They'll be able to see all about the services. They'll be able to see Robert Kiyosaki and Donald Trump talking about our business model. I mean, it's just a powerful inoculation tool that's going to inoculate them against any potential negatives that they might encounter when they go home or when they go to work tomorrow. So, again, the tools are so important and the events are so important. And that really is tools and events. And people ask me, what do you do for a living? There's all kinds of answers that people come up with over the years. People say, oh, I'm a legal services broker, or I'm a legal liaison, or I'm a prepaid legal independent associate, or I sell legal insurance. People have all kinds of answers. You know, and honestly, you know, I've heard them all, and, you know, a lot of them would not intrigue me. A lot of them would not get me to say, I'm interested in that. But what I usually say is I'm in marketing and promotions. People say, what kind of a business do you have? Well, it's a marketing and promotions business. So it's very generic. It's general. It creates curiosity. Curiosity is what's going to get them to come out and see what this is all about, see what you're so excited about. Yeah, you know, if people start asking questions, I simply say, look, if there was a service that actually cost $36 for somebody to set up a service for themselves and you got paid $138 to upwards of $250 in a commission for somebody signing up for a $36 service, would you want to know about that kind of a business model? Yeah, you need to come and see this presentation tomorrow night. Or you need to be at my house on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. See, folks, you just keep it simple. Keep it very vague and build the curiosity and get them to come take a look at what we've got. Folks, people need our services and they need our opportunity. And so I just want to encourage all of you guys, to just stay faithful to your uplines, stay faithful to your team. They've got the formula. There's so many, six-figure income earners and executive directors on the More Success team. You guys should feel very, very lucky that I think about it sometimes. You know, I think back on Kenneth Moore and Wilburn Smith and some of the folks that came and basically took the machete out, and they cleared the path. I don't have to go through the path and get, branches smacking me in the face when I'm trying to move forward in my business because the way has already been cleared. And I can't even imagine. Can you all think about this? Can you imagine if Kenneth Moore decided a long time ago because, he got some rejection, a few people told him no. Can you imagine if he said, forget it, I'm not going to do this anymore, I'm going to go back to being a butcher. I'm just going to stay being a butcher, I'm not going to even quit my job, I'm just going to keep doing that. I'm just going to keep doing what I was doing because prepaid legal, I don't need all that. I don't need people telling me no. I don't need people standing me up at my appointments. Can you imagine that? Guess what? None of you, this entire call, hundreds of people on the call, none of you would be on this call. None of you would be in this business because if he quit, then the people he signed up and the people they signed up and the people they signed up and all those lives changed after change after change lives would never have been changed if he had quit. So you got to decide tonight. That it's not just, if you quit, it's a selfish thing for you to be able to do anything but stick around. Because if you don't stay hold fast, if you don't have backbone, if you don't dig your heels in the ground and stick around, then you're affecting the people that you brought aboard and the people that they could bring, be bringing aboard forever. Now, and people say, Ron, when are you going to retire? Why would I ever retire? I can do more, have more, become more, and help people more in this opportunity than anything else that exists on this planet. And I hope everybody is fired up. I hope you're going to go out there and change a lot of lives, and I look forward to seeing all of you all at the convention in Oklahoma City in just a few short months. You got 90 days. Run hard for not even 90 days. Anybody can sprint for 3 months. Not everybody's going to go out and go hard all year long for 12 months straight. But anybody for the next 2 3/4 months can give this thing all you got and build the momentum that will never be able to be changed. So, Mr. Moore and Mr. Moore, appreciate you all inviting me on the call, and definitely it was an honor and privilege, and look forward to seeing you guys out there in a few months.
Listen, Brian, it's an honor and privilege to have you on. By the way, we're only a few $1,000s away from having three generations of Millionaire Club members, so we're kind of excited about that. It'll take a little while longer, but we're just about there. But thank you. It's an honor to have you on our call, and I'm sure Randy would like to say a word or two for you. So thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
You bet. Thank you, Mr. Carruthers. We appreciate all that you brought when you came to Prepaid Legal, your mentorship to the entire company, and we just appreciate you spending valuable time from your family just to share with our team tonight. Thank you very much, and we look forward to seeing you in Oklahoma City soon.
You guys have a great night. Appreciate you.
Thank you, sir. Now I want to go to the state of Virginia, to Millionaire Club member, a Platinum 2 executive director, one of the top executives on our More Success team, Mr. Jeff Hughes. Are you on the call, Mr. Hughes?
I am. What an exciting call tonight.
Exciting, and I'm just excited because I actually got to spend a little, we actually got to spend a little extra time with you in Texas this week.
Yeah, we both, I came from a little further east, well, east of you, and you came from the north, and we met there in Arlington, Texas, right across the freeway from the new Cowboy Stadium, and we had a great Super Saturday, and it was so fun to see Ken Moore and you and your son all take the stage together. You guys did an incredible job, inspired the crowd, and I'm glad I was able to be part of that that week.
You know, Jeff, there used to be a series called The Virginian, and I thought, man, that's our Virginian right there, Jeff Hughes.
All right. Yeah, somebody needed to come out on the East Coast for the team and see what we can do out here. So, well, Randy, I want to talk about the convention that's coming up. Mr. Moore spoke a little bit about it earlier. Mr. Carruthers was speaking about it, and I want to talk to the new associates on the call. Those associates have been in the business for a while and have been to convention. You guys know how important it is, and I know you're working hard to get your teams there. But for the new associates or the associates that have never been to a convention before, when I got started, I was in retail sales. So Saturdays were our big day, and it was very difficult for me to get off on a convention weekend. You know, to be gone Friday, Saturday, missed two big days of work. And I just told my sponsor, Judy Garden, I said, I'm not going to be able to go because I just can't get off work. I can't afford to be gone that long. And she's like, you know, you have to go. You have to go. And she just, there wasn't a question that we were going to go. And she just really encouraged us and worked with us. And she said, you know, I've been, and it changed my business. It moved it forward. I was so excited when I came home. She goes, the reason I was able to take you to lunch is because I had just gotten home from convention a couple days before. So I was all excited, and it gave me the courage to go out and talk to you and take you to lunch. So I was thinking, well, wow, maybe I do need to go. So we started talking about it with some of our team, our my brothers, and I said, well, let's see if we can't go. And it was difficult for us financially to make that journey. We was in Tulsa that year. That was the first time I'd ever met Brian Carruthers and Darnell Self, and didn't meet them, but I saw them on stage. They were had been in the business for a year and were doing incredibly well right off the bat, so they inspired us. And we had fun. We met people. We went to Russell Peden's party. He had a dance party, and we went to that and had a good time. And I don't know, just one thing led to another, and being at that convention really changed things for us. And then there was afterwards we heard about they were going to be doing these breakout sessions. I don't even know quite what that was, but I get the big team leaders were having these meetings after the meeting. So on Sunday morning they were getting their teams together, and we didn't know who our upline was at the time. We had never really met anybody in our upline organization. All we knew were people in Dallas, and I met Dave Savola when he came through Dallas one time, and so we heard that Dave Savola's team was having a breakout session, so we went, and it was very inspiring. I loved it. I thought it was great. It seemed more real because you got a chance to meet the people and hear their stories, you know, and you're in a smaller room, and it seemed a little more intimate and more believable sometimes, I think, than the big convention with all the music and lights and stuff. And one of the leaders there said, you know, make a goal of where you want to be at the next convention. So we put down that we wanted to be an executive director. We just hit a director position. We wanted to come back as executive directors. And our little team. I think we had 8 or 9 people with us on our organization, and asked them if they would support us in that. And they actually signed a paper, said that they would help us to get there. And then we came home and we started a weekly conference call that we did for a long time, our organization, and actually worked with the Moores, Ken and Randy. You know, we wanted to work with them, and so they joined us on the call. And that call has actually turned into the Moore Success Team call here. It's almost 11 years later. And that call that we were inspired to start because we were so excited about convention, still going today, and you guys are on that. And then the other thing was coming home and working with our team to get them inspired and say, oh, my gosh, you missed it. You know, some of my brothers weren't able to go. We're like, oh, my gosh, you should have been there. It was so exciting. And I mean, it just literally changed everything for us. I didn't understand why we were supposed to go until I went, and I was so glad that we did. And we've got a convention coming up in Oklahoma City, and this is the only really the international convention. The one that they do in will be in Dallas this year is actually a leadership summit, but this one is for everybody. It's international, so all the Canadians come in. Associates from all across the United States and Canada come into Oklahoma City, which is just very near Ada, Oklahoma. If you've never been to Oklahoma, you can get to Ada about an hour from Oklahoma City. And they do tours of the home office. That's another fun thing that you can do at convention time. But the dates for that are going to be April 8th through 10th. And then on the 11th, which is the Sunday morning right after convention, so when convention ends on Saturday night, there'll be some parties and stuff that you can go to, get-togethers with the different teams. But then on Sunday morning, the Moore Success Team, which is the team that you're a part of, that's you know, Ken Moore's organization, Randy and Jeremy, and then all the executive directors in the organization in the downline of Ken Moore, all get together with their teams, and it's going to be at the Hilton Hotel, and it's called the Hilton Skirvin. It's a historic hotel just a couple blocks from the convention center, and the Moores just do it upright. And I've always felt like that the Moore Success Team breakout on Sunday morning was the highlight of the whole weekend for me. Again, I think it's just a smaller room. It's a more intimate setting. The people, you get a chance to go up and talk to them and shake their hands. They're not up on a, you know, in a stage in front of 15,000 people. To hear the stories of the rising stars, these are the up-and-coming leaders in the Moore Success Team, to hear their stories and to see the emotion of what this business means to them. You know, and then see the top producers in the organization. You see these people that are selling, you know, hundreds and hundreds of memberships in a year, and then other people that are, you know, recruiting. You know, they recruit more people in a month than some people will recruit in their entire career with Prepaid Legal, and you get a chance to go up and talk to them and ask them, you know, how are you doing that? And I don't know, it's just a great time. And so what I would encourage everybody on the call, especially, again, I'm talking to the new associates that have never been to a convention, is to get your tickets purchase for the convention, and you can get those by calling marketing services and just letting them know that you want to get tickets for the convention. And then also make your hotel reservations. Oklahoma City is, you know, one of the challenges that we have there. So, you know, Prepaid Legal will bring in 15 to 20,000 associates, and the hotel rooms go very quickly. And so, you know, whatever chain you like, if you like, you know, Marriott or you know, Hyatt or whoever, you can look online or go to Expedia or one of those kinds of hotels.com and make a reservation for Oklahoma City. If you can get downtown nearby, that would be best. You want to worry about transportation and parking charges and things. But really, Oklahoma City is very easy to get around. So even if you stay out, you know, a couple miles out in the suburbs, it's very easy to get in and out. And so I just say, find you a hotel room. And if cost is an issue, budget's an issue, do what we did when we first went, and that's share a room with some other people. And that'll split the cost for you. And then also, write this website down, moresuccessteam.com. That's all one word, moresuccessteam.com. And on there is information about the convention, and there's also a link on there that you can go and purchase your tickets in advance to go to the breakout session. And that helps the Moores to know what size room to get. So if you go ahead and buy your tickets now, even if you can't afford to buy your tickets tomorrow or tonight, go ahead and go buy your breakout session tickets. They're very affordable. Randy, in fact, what are they now in advance? Do you give a discount for buying them in advance?
We give a discount if they buy, you know, so many, they get so many extra free.
So if they're going to, let's say they've got their team is going, they could purchase a ticket for themselves and maybe four other associates, and they get a discount because they're buying them in bulk.
Right. Right.
Okay, good. And the tickets, I think, are $20 per person. Isn't that right, Randy?
$10.
Oh, they're $10. Oh,
yeah.
Wow. $10 a person?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, geez, that's great. So, yeah, go get those tickets purchased and start making your plans and your reservations. Again, it's April 8th, 9th and 10th. It's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and then Sunday morning before you go home, make sure you make your hotel reservations, your ticket reservations for later in the afternoon so that you can go. What are the hours, Randy, for the breakout session? What time does it start, and when will we be finished?
It's going to start at 9 and go to 1.
9 to 1. So, yeah, that's great. And it gives you a chance, too, to be with your team and to meet your uplines. A lot of you guys are scattered around the country. You've never really even met your upline leaders, your executive director or platinum or whatever. And it's a chance for you to hang out with them, get your pictures taken. One of the things I would encourage you to do, and this is something that started a few years ago in prepaid, is to bring your profiles of success. And if you don't have one, they'll be the new one will be available at the convention. You can pick that up, and then you can take that around to the at the breakout session and get a chance to get people to write down something that they you know recommend that you do in your business. And it's kind of fun. You get their autograph, and you can collect those things. So anyway, lots of fun stuff coming up, and it's not too we're just a few 70-something days away from convention now, so it's it'll be here before we know it. It's amazing how fast time goes. I can't believe we're already through the holidays and now talking about conventions, but that's what we need to do. So, Mr. Moores, I'll turn it back to you.
All right, Ms. Hughes, I appreciate you so very much for helping us tonight. You always do such an awesome job. It's great to hear Mr. Brian Carruthers, anybody that's making $1 million per year or more, I think we can learn from. And therefore, I want to make sure that everybody understands next Monday night, Mr. Darnell Self will be our special guest speaker. He's the next person. There's a couple of people that are just fixing to get their $1 million rings. That means they're earning over $1 million per year with prepaid legal, and he's one of those. So I want to make sure that put that on your calendar and make sure that you have your entire team on the call with you because they need to hear what he has to say also. So with that, Mr. Moore, I'm going to turn the call back over to you.
Great call, Randy. Great information. Just went about 3 minutes longer, and if anybody's not willing for 3 minutes to learn all that good information, I don't know. But, folks, let's just remember to pray for the people in Haiti. Those folks desperately need it. I know we get so carried away with our own things and everything. Let's never forget those less fortunate we are. So let's remember that, and let's keep putting God first and our family second, and let's keep prepaid down there in third place where it belongs. God bless you. Good night, and thank you for being on the team.
Good night, everyone.